Hello, you three to Jay. I'm
Hello, it's James Cassidy. I sent you an email, or you sent me an email earlier on regarding a claim.
Okay, not a problem. Let me just find your file for you. Give me 2 seconds.
Thank you.
Okay, can you just confirm your first line of address and postcode, please, James?
75 Benbow Road, Jeeper Golf, 81 4DT.
Brilliant. And I see your date of birth for me, please.
10/7/62.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, so I did give you a quick email before. It was an update email. Let me just find your email back now.
There's something on that I'm not comfortable with. It says witness statement.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, and I'm not comfortable with it.
Okay, so the redressers process, what they require as part of your...
I've already done that at the beginning, and they say that was it. That's all the information they need.
So that's your personal statement. So that was just so we're aware of what happened and what settings you were in. The witness statement is something that redress request. And that is basically a statement that we would conduct with you and build a picture of your time and care. And we do that using the information.
That's not a good line. You're kind of breaking up a wee bit. Sorry.
Sorry, it may be because we've got fans in the office because it's extremely warm. So I do apologise about that. So the statement itself is something that redress, Scottish redress request. And that is basically a... statements that we would create with you that builds a picture of your time and care. It's not a legal witness. It is a legal statement. It's not a criminal witness statement. It's nothing along those lines. It's just the statement that redress.
Yeah, but that wasn't mentioned to me at the beginning. That's what I'm not comfortable with.
Right, okay, I do apologise. That should have been explained as part of the onboarding process of what actually happens. When you spoke to the front end team and your file came over to us, what we've then done was reached out to institutions to obtain your data for your time and care. And as that comes in, we then use any relevant information to build a picture of your time and care. Once we've done that, we then contact you to validate it all and create a statement on your behalf. You would obviously read over that statement first before it went anywhere, and if there was anything that you were not happy with or anything you wanted changing, then that would happen. And the only place that statement would then go is to Scottish Redress. It doesn't go anywhere else. Nobody else gets to see it. You can keep a copy if you want, but it just stays on our system and it just goes to Scottish Redress. They then use that statement to value your compensation. Just
who is it you've had word back to as well? It says you've had word back to 3 out of 9. Who's the 3?
Yeah, so we've got South Ayrshire Council, Western Bartonshire Council, and NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde.
Right, what was said about that?
So if you give me a quick second. So South Ayrshire Council, let me just see what they said. Okay, so they have acknowledged at the moment, so they still need a slightly bit more time to get back to us. West Dumbartonshire Council have confirmed that they had no records for you.
No, but they wouldn't have any records for me anyway, because it wasn't under West Dumbartonshire Council, it was under Glasgow.
Yeah, so we reach out to several. Just in case that there's any crossover between councils.
No.
So we do reach out to several, get the information back. If it's no records, then we basically just mark it as no records. If they've got records, then we obviously use them. And the reason that we do that is because not every one of our clients know what councils they were under. So if we only done one specific council at a time,
but I could have said to time there, I knew I wasn't under Western Bartonshire Council. I stayed in Western Bartonshire just now, but it was under Glasgow, that was it.
Yeah. Well, that obviously, again, that should have been picked up on the initial call, so I apologise that it wasn't. The final institute is NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. So they've sent us a couple of records back from there for any visits that you've had there or any time you've had to go in. And then we are still waiting for a couple of more to come back to us.
So what did the Greater Glasgow and Clyde, what did they say?
So they basically just send your file of papers over to us. So, for example, any scan that you've had, any correspondence or visit or anything to do with them and yourself, they put in a file and it builds up over the years. So that's been sent to us. So your NHS file under Glasgow and Clyde has been sent to us. There's a couple of more, like I say, that we'd be waiting for to come back. And once they are all complete, that's when we go through them and we find out what's
right. So see the Glasgow, is that the health board?
Is that the which, sorry?
The Greater Glasgow, is that a health board you were saying there?
NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde.
Right, so what did they, that's what I'm asking you, what was it that was on the file? Because I said I took tablets. And was that on the file?
It could be. It's not been reviewed yet. So we tend not to review them until everything's back in, and we review them all as a whole.
Right. Is this when I seen that there about witness statement? I just didn't feel comfortable because I'm married. I've got a daughter of 38.
Yeah.
I tend to kind of bury things and keep things private.
When
we first came up, I thought it was just, if you applied, they gave you £10,000 just for applying because you were in a care situation. Then all of a sudden it was going from £10,000 up to £54,000 or £55,000 or
£60,000. Yeah. So basically what happens, Mr. Cassidy, I'll just explain, the way the compensation scheme works, that they are reviewing this at basically the longer you were in care and the...
I wasn't in care for long, it was only about 46 weeks.
Yeah. Well, the longer you were in care and the worse the abuses that you received is how they value how much you're awarded, basically. So if you were in care for a long time and your abuse was at an absurd level, then you would be looking at a much higher payment as opposed to someone who was there for a couple of weeks and as they quote, had a small level of abuse. And the only way that we can sort of demonstrate that to them is by getting the details from your time in care and then evidence in that. The witness statement, I understand it does sound scary. It sounds very formal. It is just an official statement that you're given to redress about your time. They can clarify, they can cross-reference with any evidence that we provide. And then once they've read that statement, that is how they determine how much you get.
It doesn't go back 55 years.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, some of the records have completely gone. They're not here anymore. It's not an easy fix. I'll be completely honest with you. And it is quite tedious for us trying to pull this information for you. But ultimately, that's what you're instructing us for, to do the work on your behalf. The witness statements as well, that would be done in a day and a time that you're comfortable and you're free and available.
That's the thing, I'm never free. I've got my own business, and that's when I'm phoning you around.
Yeah.
I own a shop.
Yeah. We don't have to do it in one as well. We could break it up over time. It doesn't have to take an excessive amount of time.
No, but see, that wasn't explained to me at the beginning about this. I thought whatever I said to me on the phone, that was it.
Yeah.
Instead of having to go, why was I never asked that then?
I'm not completely sure. I can get that looked into and raise it. Raise it to management. That's not a problem. I will do that for you because it should have been explained in full. But moving forward, are you happy for us to continue to obtain the information that we need?
I'm happy for you to obtain it, but as long as you're not doing it, because it sounded to me as if you were doing it on your behalf and not mine. The more you get, the more I would get, the more you would get. That's the way I'm thinking. Whereas,
That does make sense, but that isn't our goal.
I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying it benefits Merlin, you Merlin, me, because it's quite a, what is it, 16.5% or 17%.
Yep.
It's something that I didn't have anyway, so I wasn't hanging about that, but the thing that's bothering me more is I've got a family.
Yeah.
And I don't like going back in things that happened years and years ago, because that was just an acceptable part of life then. And that's what I explained to the person, that was acceptable. If you went to bed, they took you, they gave you a cold shower, a cold bath. I heard people get scalped. We go to it as well. We get the belt. That was it. But that was acceptable. That happened in our house as well. It's the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's although it might, at the time, that might have seemed acceptable, it's not looked at as acceptable now. And that
I know, but it was 55 years ago.
It doesn't matter if it was 55 years ago or 5 days ago.
This is you try and bury things. You know, you try and bury things. That's my point. Is the witness statements not asking you through or that again? I actually thought I gave a witness statement at the beginning and I told them about what happened.
Yeah, that was the personal statement first, and then the witness statement. But like I say, you know, we can do that when you're ready.
How long does it take?
It just depends on what information we get back. Obviously, your time in care was 4 to 6 weeks, did you say?
Yeah, then about.
So it wouldn't be a huge amount of information that we'll get back, so I wouldn't expect it to take any further than an hour. And we can break that up into a couple of conversations if needed.
Right, because we've got customers coming in and out of my shop or anything.
Yeah, clarify. Most of the statements beforehand, basically fill in the blank. And when it comes to painting it, and of course, we'll do the parts and you make them more happy with it first. And then once you are, that's kind of a little stupid dress. You're the only person outside of the air, and we have to be, we have in private.
It's kind of breaking up again, mate.
Sorry, it will remain private, and then once we have, once we've sent it to redress, that is basically a case of just waiting for them to confirm an amount.
Right, how long will this take all in though?
Hopefully we could have you finished before Christmas this year. We won't bother you in between then unless we have to. I can go away and chase everything outstanding, and then once we've got answers, come back to you then. And the update that you received today was just a generic update to all of our clients.
Aye. It just kind of threw me a wee bit when I seen witness statement. I said, oh, here, where are we going with us here?
Yeah, no, I do understand your concerns. What I'll do, like I say, I'll raise the issues to management. And
because I actually thought I gave a statement. That's the truth. I thought I gave a statement at the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't like getting air things like that. I mean, I know it's a long time to speak about something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do. I appreciate that. But yeah, I'll get that over to them. I will continue working on the case, get bits and bobs that I need. And then once we've got all of that in, James, I'll drop you an email and let you know that we're ready to move to the next steps. And then you can let us know when you're ready to do the statements and so on.
Right, okay.
Yeah. All right, yeah. James. Well, thank you very much for your time. I'll speak to you soon. You have a good day, okay?
Right, same yourself. Thank you.
All right, cheers. Thanks. Right, bye-bye
now. Bye-bye. Bye.